With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin draws a comparison between Hamas and another terrorist group.
As a former commander of Central Command, the deliberate cruelty of Hamas vividly reminds me of ISIS. Bloodthirsty, fanatical, and hateful.
The Defense Secretary is in Israel for meetings with senior leaders and to see firsthand some of the U.S. weapons and security assistance Washington rapidly delivered to the country after the Hamas attack. Defense officials say Austin wants to underscore America's support for Israel. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is continuing the frantic diplomacy to avert an expanded regional conflict. After visiting Israel, he moved on to Jordan and is now in Qatar. Also at SRNnews.com, one Philadelphia police officer with 22 years on the force has been shot and killed, and a second officer has been wounded. That's after they confronted people breaking into a car at Philadelphia International Airport. In consumer news, there's a recall from Ford.
Ford is recalling more than 238,000 Explorers because a rear axle bolt can fail, potentially causing a loss of drive power. It also means the SUVs could roll away while in park. The recall comes after U.S. safety regulators opened an investigation into the problem after getting two complaints that repairs did not work in two previous recalls this year and in 2022. The cars in question, the 2020 through the 2022 model years. The company says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Dow is down 49 points. The NASDAQ, 198 points in the red. This is SRN News. Atheists go after a Christian teacher.
Officials at Honey Creek Middle School in Terre Haute, Indiana, have ordered the teacher to remove a cross and a Bible quote from the walls of her classroom after a complaint was leveled by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The prominent atheist group claimed that the Christian decor was a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. No lawsuit was filed, but the implied threat was enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Various forms of paganism are on the increase in the U.S., even as Christianity declines. According to a study released by Trinity College, a growing number of Americans are turning to witchcraft, as many as 300,000. A 2021 Statista study found that 21% of adults believe in spells and witchcraft, and about 1.3 million identify with some kind of pagan belief system. This is SRN News. Missouri regulators allowing a multi-state wind energy power line to increase the amount of power to the state's consumers.
State regulators have given permission for the Grain Belt Express to expand to bring as much as 2,500 megawatts of power to Missouri. That's the equivalent of four nuclear power plants. The line previously was planned to provide 500 megawatts. Farmers and state lawmakers for years have pushed for more energy from the line to stay in state in exchange for the loss of land. The high-voltage power line will carry wind energy from Kansas across Missouri in Illinois before hooking into a power grid in Indiana that serves eastern states. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Actors Guild President Fran Drescher says she's disappointed that Hollywood Studios abruptly broke off talks this week with the Actors Union. The Hollywood Studios said the gap between the two sides was too great to make continuing worth it. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.